Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. The federal opposition is calling for harsh penalties for people filming videos of criminal activity and posting it online. The coalition will introduce a bill into parliament which seeks to impose social media bans and even jail time for those behind the so-called post and boast videos. Shadow Communications Minister David Coleman says the issue is growing nationwide.
This is everywhere. And many of these crimes are shocking. Things like home invasions, things like violent assaults. And people see those videos online, and some people then say, well, I'll do that myself.
New South Wales police have arrested 19 people following a protest at Port Botany. The Palestine Justice Movement and trade unionists for Palestine gathered at the port in Sydney's southeast, protesting against the docking of an Israeli ship. WA will introduce the strictest regulations in the country for the sale of nitrous oxide gas, or NANGs. The state government says the new regulations are to protect young people from misuse. From the second half of this year, the sale of NANGs will be restricted to only registered food and beverage businesses. WA Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says the changes are necessary.
We're seeing an increasing use of NANGs in the community. They cause significant harm to health, particularly repeated and prolonged use. We see degeneration of the spinal cord. It is highly, highly toxic.
The Queensland government is trying to reassure residents that planned upgrades to the Queensland Sport and Athletics Centre won't encroach on critical koala habitats. Conservationists have warned any tree removed from the site would be detrimental to the dwindling species. A $1 billion upgrade's been given the green light by the Miles government ahead of the Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, two close games to wrap up round three of the NRL. The Newcastle Knights had a two-point win over the Storm, 14-12, and the Eels beat Manly by 4 points, 28-24. The Australian Grand Prix is on track to overtake the British GP as the biggest Formula One race in the world. Ferrari's gone 1-2 in Melbourne. Carlos Sainz winning ahead of fellow Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc. The Australian women have had a six-wicket win over Bangladesh to wrap up their one-day international cricket series with one game still to play. And in AFL, GWS is on top of the ladder with three wins to open the season. In entertainment news, the Princess of Wales has been given words of encouragement from a young cancer survivor. Catherine met Mila Sneddon in 2021 while she was undergoing chemo during lockdown. The 8-year-old now telling the 42-year-old to be brave like she was and to fight like she did. And a bat belonging to Sir Donald Bradman has sold at auction in Adelaide for $165,000. That is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.